Say the Rosh Lakish says that Znus lo shchichi, it doesn't happen so often. How often is it going to happen that your wife does Znus, that she's chayiv misim, the husband has rachman asana, and wants to write up a get to give it to her fast? That doesn't happen so often. So just for a case like that, the Rabbanim will not go to be misakin to have a zman, a date, in the get. That can't be the reason. Therefore, Rosh Lakish says, more of a reason is, mishum peiros. So now the Mar says, Rabbi Yechanan, if so, my time will yomach Rosh Lakish. How can Rabbi Yechanan does not say like Rosh Lakish? Rosh Lakish says a better time, something that shchiach. So Gemarain says, Ksavra, I tell you, Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that yesh levala peiros ad shas nesina. Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that even after a husband writes a get, still the husband has the right to eat the peiros up until he gives her the get. So therefore, it's not going to help you the date of the Zman when the get was written. Because for peiros, it's not going to be enough just to know when the get was written. Because maybe the get will first be given over later, and he holds the husband has a right to eat the peiros until the Zman Hanasina. So if the Ish is going to come and complain later and says, listen, my husband was eating my peiros after I received the get, and she'll take out the get, so the date that it says in the get won't help us at all. Because the date is going to be the date when it was written. So the husband will say, true, I wrote the get that date, but I didn't give it over to you till later. And he held that the husband has a right to eat the peiros until he gives over the get to his wife. So therefore, that can't be the reason why they were misakin to make the zman of the zman haksiva. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon has to say, the reason is, mishum basa choyse, mishum znus. So Mura says like this, Bishleim of the Rosh Lakish is very good according to Rosh Lakish. I tell you, mishum hochi komach Reb Shimon. This is the reason why Reb Shimon says it's kosher. Again, in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon was the one that said that even if the get was written at daytime and first signed at nighttime, still the get is kosher. So the question is why the Chur Tishtar Muktum. So I tell you, if you learn like Rosh Lakish's reason, that the reason why we have to have a Zman and a get is because about the Paris, like when exactly we have to know, could the husband have to stop eating the peiros? So I'll tell you, according to Reb Shimon's sheet alone is that the husband stops eating peiros from Mishor Shenosan Einov Lagarsha. Like we'll see later. As soon as the husband goes to write up a get, as soon as he's put his eyes that he wants to give his wife a get, as soon as that happens, right away he loses his chus to eat the peiros. So therefore it's good where Reb Shimon says the get is kosher. Even though the get was written up yesterday, and like first sign the next day, if the reason of the Zman is that we have to know when the husband stops eating the peiros, even though the get was first signed the next day, but he holds Bishas Ksiva when the get is written up, when the husband has in mind to give his wife a get, that's when he has to stop eating the peiros. So therefore the Zman in the get is a good Zman. That's why Reb Shimon says it's kosher. But Elul le Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, my time of the Rabbi Shimon the Machshir. Rabbi Yechanan says the reason for the date in the get is not to let a husband let his wife be saved from Isam. Maybe it'll be his niece, and he'll want to save him. So if so, why does Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher? The get should be possible. The get was written yesterday, and for inside at night time is the wrong date of the get, so why is the get kosher? Sigmarin says, Oh Malach Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan will answer back and say, Ali, but the Rabbi Shimon like Amina, it's true. According to Rabbi Shimon, I do not say my reasoning. My reasoning only applies according to the Rabbanin. That's why the Rabbanin say anytime there's a difference in date, like if the get was written by daytime, and for a sign that nighttime the get is possible, because there's a chash mishum basachos, you're going to mess it up. El aki kamino, Ali, but the Rabbanin. But when does Rabbi Yechanan say his reasoning only according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Rabbanin? But according to Rabbi Shimon, he agrees that's not the reason of Rabbi Shimon, because then Rabbi Shimon cannot say it's kosher. If Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher, he has to learn there's a different reason for the zman, the date in the get, like Rosh Lakish says, Mishum Peiros. And like we said before, he holds the husband has to stop eating the Peiros anyway from the time he has in mind to give his wife a get. Therefore, the get is kosher. So now the Gemara says, okay, very good. Bishleim of the Rabbi Yechanan, Hainu Di'ika, Dein Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan. Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very good. Now you understand what the machlokes is between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. That the reason why the Rabbanan say you get this poslin now, Mishnah, because they hold the time is Mishum Basa Chosoi. Therefore, any time there's a difference in date, they get this poslin. Why does Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher, even though it was written at daytime and signed at nighttime? Because the purpose of the date is Mishum Peris. And Mishum Peris yells that as soon as he puts his eyes into giving his wife a get, Bishastik Siva, even though the Chsima was tomorrow, still he loses his chus of eating Peris. So we understand good what the Machlekes in the Mishnah is. Elo lo Rash Lakish, but according to Rash Lakish, my Iko Ben Reb Shimon the Rabbanan. But according to Rav Shlokish, what's the machlokes in the Mishnah? If y'all, they both hold the reason is Mishrim Peiros, when the husband has to stop eating the Peiros, says, so what's the machlokes then? So Gemara says, Pashit, the Ted, the Pshat is, I tell you, Peiri di Mishas Ksiva v'yashas chasi mika benayu. The machlokes is, when exactly does the husband stop eating the Peiros? When does he lose his rights of eating the fruits that grow off his wife's property? The Reb Shimon says it goes basa shas ksiva. As soon as the husband goes to write the get, even though it's signed tomorrow, finished off tomorrow, but today, as soon as he put his eyes into giving his wife a get, right away he loses his chus. Therefore, even though the date was a date earlier, it's true what it says, because at that time the husband has to stop eating the Peiros. And the Rabbanan hold not like that. The Rabbanan hold that when does the husband lose his rights of eating the Peiros? When the get is chal pishas nesina. So therefore, if the get was written by daytime, and that's the date you have in it, and it was first signed and given over at nighttime, it's the wrong date, that's what the Chum says it's possible. For at the Gemara, the Gemara has the kasha now, Ivo Ipcha Shamina Lu, we learned just the opposite way. The Itma, we learned like this, Meyei Mosai Moitzin Leperois, like when does the husband have to stop eating the fruits, that if he still eats them and sells them, the wife has the right to take it away, take it back. Reb Yechanan Amar Mishas Ksiva. Reb Yechanan says Mishas Ksiva. For Rash Lakish Amar Mishas Nesina. And Rash Lakish first says Mishas Nesina. This is just the opposite from what we said before. Originally we started off to say the reason why Reb Yechanan does not like the reasoning of Peiros like Rash Lakish, because Reb Yechanan says that the husband eats the Peiros up until Shas Nesina. That's why the Zman of the Ksiva will not help us at all. And here it says just the opposite. Here it says that Reb Yechanan says that Mishas Ksiva, when does the husband lose his right to eat the Peiros? Mishas Ksiva. And Rash Lakish is the one that says here Mishas Nesina only first after the get is given over when the get is chal. So we learned before Sestira. What exactly does Reb Yechanan hold and what exactly does Rash Lakish hold? So Gemara says what you have to say is Eipach, you have to change it around. Change around is left learning like we learned before. That Reb Yechanan is the one that says that the husband has the right to eat the Peiros up until Shas Nesina, until the get is given over. That's why he says that can't be the reason why we need this man of the Ksiva in the get, because it's not the right time then. Because as far as the Peiros goes, if the time is Mishum Peiros, Peiros eats until Shas Nesina. That's Reb Yechanan's svara. And Rish Lakish holds now that the Chum holds that the husband loses his rights to eat the Peiros from Mishas Ksiva when the get is written. That's why it's good when we have to have the Zman, the date of the Ksiva in the get. Omalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye says back to Rabbi Yosef like this now. We learned the halacha we had before, really it's a Gemara later on, that says, Gimel Gitin Psulin, there are three Gitin that mid the Rabbon and the Apostle, but still the Yemnises have Lad Kosha. But if the wife, after she receives this get, she goes and remarries with it, and she has children, we do not make the children mamzerim, as if to say the get is possible, she's still an HS ish, living with another man, so the kid should be mamzerim. Rather, no. We say, but the get is a good get, the children are kosher, because we say she's a megreshes. So, and one of these three gitim is if you have a get without a zman, without a date on it. So Gemara asks you, so, maho ilu chachom betaknosam. Like if you're going to tell me that the wife could use this get for the evid, so what did the Chum help by making the takono? We have to have a zman, a date in the get. Like the svara should be, the Chum said you have to have it, so if you don't have it, the get should be possible. If not, what help does the Chum help us now? Like either mishum basach oisoi, we want to stop the husband from saving his wife from being killed. So if you tell me now the get is good b'di'evet, how are we stopping the husband? The husband will still write up a get without a zman, and b'di'evet is kosher. So the more first one seems to push it. I'll tell you, it helps the lechatchila loytinosei. That lechatchila, she asks us, is she allowed to use this get or not?
will tell her not to do it. And Rashi said a little bit further than that, that the pshat is the husband will not be able to get a sefer to write him a get without his man. So again, we're not afraid of Bas HaChosoi. Even if the husband wants to save his wife from Misi, he won't be able to do it. Because if he goes to a sefer to tell him to write up a get for him, the sefer knows that l'chatchila we have to have a date, a zman, in the get. So since you have the date, the zman, in the get, it's not going to help us to save her. And the same thing, Mishrim Peris. So since l'chatchila we're supposed to have the zman, that's what helps us. Even though b'di'evet, if the husband did it, if he got a sefer to do it, and she uses the get to get his kosher, but l'chatchila helps that the husband won't be able to get such a get. Because Seifrim will not write up such a get, since they know the halacha is, you have to have a zman, you have to have a date in the get. So Gemara says, though, what's going to be though, if the husband wants to be smudged, you know what he could do? He could do his gezayel lizman di day, v'yoyvin alei, and let him tear out, rip out the zman of the get, and give it to his wife. So true, lechatchila he'll go to a Seifrim, and the Seifrim will write up the get with the date in it. But later, after the husband has the get now, and the Edom signed on it, now before he gives it over to his wife, let's say his wife again is his niece, that he wants to save it for Misam, he'll rip out the Zman, the date, in the Shtar. See, if you're telling me now that B'dievet, if she uses this get, she is Megureshes, it's good, so every husband, like in such a case, will do this. So again, what did the Chum help us? So my answer is, I'll tell you, O Malay, L'ram Eloi Chashinin. For such a trickery person like this to do such a thing, to go and take a shtar, a get, after the zman was written inside it, to go and rip out this zman, and everybody will see now that there's something fishy about this get, something's ripped out, they know you're doing something wrong, so for such a rami, for such a trickery person, we're not afraid. It's like a milsad l'shriach, such a thing should happen. So therefore the chom don't have to make such takonis. So therefore the rabbanon do not want to make extra mamzerim. So therefore, it's enough Rachom to say that l'chatchila, if you ask us, a sefer knows he has to write the date in the get. Once the sefer knows he has to write the date in the get, that will save us from Bas HaChosoi, and that will save us Mishrim Peiros. We'll always know exactly what time the husband has to stop eating the Peiros, and we're not afraid of a Ramai, that a person will go and have the get written up and then rip out this man. That's too trickery, for that we're not afraid about. More stuff like this. What's going to be Kosav Boy Shavua? Let's say when the Sefer goes to write the date of the get, the Zman of the Ksiva Saget, let's say he only writes which year of Shemitah it is. Which Shemitah it is. Harel Shona, he only writes which year it is. Harel Chodesh, he only says what month we're in. Harel Shabbos, he only says which week we're in. He doesn't say the exact date of the week. My, what's the loch? Is that also called a good Zman for a get or not? Omalais, he said back to him, kosher, yes, he should know, that's also called a zman, that the get is kosher, even the chatchil Rashi says. So Nista Gemara asks, if so, umaho ilu chachom betakonoson, if so, what did the chom gain by their takona? Again, if a person wants to save his wife from being killed, as long as he writes down which like seventh year it is, which shemitah it is, so he could save her. If you did this nus even last year, he'll go this year and write up a get, it's in the same Shemitah, and he'll save his wife. So what the Chum gained by having such a Zman, if it's kosher, just with the Shemitah, just with the year? So Gemara says, Ahani l'shavua d'kamei, or l'shavua d'basrei. I'll tell you, no, it still helps for something. It helps for the Shemitah before, that you can't save her for last year's Shemitah, or you can't save her for next Shemitah. So true, it's not an exact a date, but as long as it helps for something, that alone is enough. That the Chos Chachamim was, we have to have some type of a Zman in the get. As long as it helps for something, for that alone the Chum said the get is kosher. So Rashi said, L'shvur the coming from before means, Shem Zim Satorik. If she has Nus, Le Shemitah, and you first write up a Zman of a get now in this Shemitah, it won't save her. And L'shvur the Basar, Rashi says, Le Peiros. It will also catch the husband about the Peiros, if he eats the Peiros like too late for another 7 years, even though it doesn't help completely, but at least it helps a little bit. The Gemara proves it. Because if you're not going to tell me like this, if so, Yoim Magufa, even if you have the date, the real date, it says exactly which day. Yoim Sheni L'Shabbos Pashas Achrimais. It says exactly which day it is. Still the Gemara asks, Mi Adinani Mitzafri Mifanyo, Do we know if it happened in the morning or in the afternoon? Like, we don't write down the exact hour of the day anyway. We don't write down the exact minute of the hour. So anyway, we don't know the exact second, exact minute of the day. Ella, what do you have to tell me? That by writing Yom Sheni, Lepasha Sachri Mois, it helps at least, El Liyom de Kanei, or Liyom de Basrei, it helps at least not for yesterday, and not for tomorrow. So you see, as long as it helps for something, that's called a good Zman in the get. So I'll tell you, Hochinam here also. Ahani, it helps Leshvua de Kanei, for the previous Shemitah, or Leshvua de Basrei, for the next coming Shemitah. So long as it helps for something, that's called a Zman for a get. Now the Gemara says like this. Omalei Ravina L'Rova. So Ravina said to Rova, Kosvei. Let's say the husband had the get written up now. And he had the Zman, today's date, written on it. And even let's say the Edim signed on it today also. But the Oisvei became